Hi, hello, sir. Sorry to interrupt. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our clients, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask for a donation. To begin, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Well, about 45, 50 years.
Okay, so 41 plus years, correct?
No, about 50.
50, oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear that right. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Cement mason?
Brick mason. Brick mason.
Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or improver?
Journey level.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Approximately
retired.
How many weeks?
Retired.
Got you. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? Since you are retired, that'd be 0 weeks, right?
Man, I'm retired. I've been retired for years, man.
Gotcha.
So I'm
Thank
retired.
You.
All right. Okay.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No. No, okay. I don't pick up the tools. Not necessary to do that.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, my union membership is I don't have to pay for it. Once you reach this status, you don't pay for it. You got a gold card. That's it.
It renews by itself. Good to know. Nice. And
yeah,
thinking
yeah.
about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects to your construction products or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Well, as I'm looking throughout Providence, because we're in Providence, it seems like it may be it's got to be more. No, there definitely. I'm sorry. There is more. There's
more.
More
construction
there's
projects.
More buildings. Yeah. I see more buildings going up. Matter of fact, newer style. Stuff. And so, yeah, there's more. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think it's more union. I believe I didn't investigate, but I think it's more union. I can kind of tell by the, how they operate. I think it's more union projects.
Got you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I don't think it is.
No. Okay.
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, and the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Well, from what the news is saying, there's going to be more.
More.
You know, from the things, the more shovels that I've seen, you know, shovels going in, I think it's going to be more.
Got you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Well, mine is going to stay about the same, but I think that when I look at what's going on in the world today, and I look at the high prices for everything, I think unless they do something drastic, unless the interest rates come down, I think it's going to be tougher for people. You know,
gotcha.
I think it's going to be tougher, yeah.
Got you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust/air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat/cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or really no safety concerns?
No, I really think it's going to be a big safety concern. I think it's people. What was that one before the power tools? People unsafe.
Careless people on the job?
Careless people on the job because of the drugs.
Okay.
Because of the drugs, you're going to have some serious problems, you know?
Gotcha.
So I definitely see that.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not, and shame on me, because I have not attended one. So, and it's funny because I'm close by the hall too. So, but
gotcha.
I haven't attended. You know, I think
okay.
When you retire, and then you just say,
true.
You know, yeah.
All right, so let's move forward. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. The first one. Political canvassing.
Political? What was that, combating?
I'm sorry?
What did you say? What was that, political combat?
Political canvassing.
Oh, canvassing. Okay. I haven't done that.
Okay, thank you. And picketing?
No.
Okay. Union organizing?
No.
Okay. And let's have a look here. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Occasionally, never, or regularly?
In the last 12 months, I think I told you I've been retired for years. So
when
I don't keep up.
Gotcha.
You know?
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
And changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from 1, you are most likely to get your news from, to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So I'm going to read you a list, and you can just put them in order. We have radio, cable news, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, or print or online newspaper.
I'll say online. And then
the internet or social media?
Internet, online,
mm-hmm.
World news.
We got local TV news programming, cable
local
news.
TV news. Yep. Cable news. Well, not even cable news because I don't have cable now. So it's
okay.
Just world online, internet, world online.
How about friends and neighbors?
No, we, you know, it's just conversation, that's all, you know, but
okay.
The news, I rely on the news myself to get, that's
and
who
what,
I am, that's about all I watch.
Gotcha, and what about the radio?
Yeah, I don't get my news, because the radios are, radio, you're either going to have a conservative channel or a liberal channel on the radio, so I mean, I hear, but it's all, you know, it's all lopsided, if it's a conservative show. They're lopsided with the other one. You know, when you're talking politics and whatnot, you know. So.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Know.
How about print or online newspaper?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. Let's move forward here. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, immigration, support for labor unions, foreign policy, jobs in the economy, education, healthcare, or something else?
Well, I think healthcare is number one. Foreign policy is number two.
Gotcha. All right. Now, as you may know, BAC, or BAC, Bravo Alpha Charlie, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects Have you seen, mm-hmm. heard, or read anything about the Davis Bacon Act?
Yes, yes. And it's a good act. And when they try to, you know, it's for everybody. You know, they try to take it away, and they take a lot of opportunity away from people.
Have you heard a lot, some, or a little?
Well, we talked about a lot of it when we talked about that when I go to the union meetings, when I was, employed and whatnot, yeah.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
It's important.
Very,
very
important.
Very important.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And generally speaking, do you believe that Democratic Party or the Republican Party strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Who do you think supported more, Democrats, Republicans, both, or neither?
Democrats.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Well, this is what I think about that. I think that they're asking too much. I think they're asking too much, and I wouldn't say that, but I believe they're asking too much. They want a 40% raise, 40%. That, you know, is automatically going to be passed down to the consumers. And, you know, you're going to see we pay enough for automobiles and whatnot now. I think they have to be realistic. At this point, I'm with the company. You know, the company is offering, you know, the company is trying to sit down with them at the table and offer. They're not saying we don't want to give you anything, but when you're talking 40%, that's an awful, that's unheard of. You know, so no, I'm not with that. I think that the leader, I forgot what his name is. I think he's definitely, bulldogging. I think he's definitely out to ruin. They're not looking down the road, and it's just a ruin of the American people. You know, it's just costs. So I'm definitely not with the workers, even though I'm union. I'm serious. I've always been union all my life, but I can't see this 40% increase because we're the ones who are going to pay. You know?
Thank you for your opinion, sir. So in this case, just to understand, you're with GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Are you somewhat more or much more?
I have to say, I have to say at least 60% with them, if I was to put in a percentage.
So you're somewhat more?
Yeah, somewhat more with them. And I'm definitely, you know, yeah, I got to say that. It's just because what they're asking is outrageous, you know. And for that short amount of time that they want this contract.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Let's move forward here. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. So the first one, his job as president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. Next one, his job on foreign affairs. Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
How about his job on health care?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And support for labor unions? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Immigration?
I approve. Let me just see. No, I don't. I don't approve.
So you disapprove, no. Somewhat or strongly?
Oh, has to be strongly when I really look at it. Yeah.
So you strongly disapprove, okay?
Yes.
And how about the economy?
Economy, I approve what because he inherited a lot. I don't approve of the guy that's going on. I forgot his name. To keep raising interest rates, but I understand what he's trying to do. So yeah, him on the economy, yeah, I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove.
You disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Strongly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain you're going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chance of 50-50?
No. I'm going to be voting. If God's will, if I'm alive, if God's will, I'll be voting. I always vote.
Okay. Thank you. Any of the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. For whom will you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you.
Joe Biden.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
It is useful. I read the information that they sent to me. So, yeah, it's useful. Kind of keeps you alert of what's going on.
Okay. And turning back to BAC, or BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And how could the union best improve its representation and services? In your own words.
I think that they have to really go out and recruit at the high school level. I think they should recruit at that high school level. That way they get those young ones that don't go to career counselors. Mm-hmm. And those are ones that you want to try to attract. Get them into the local, into the apprenticeship programs. And it continues to build the local, because what's happening is the local is old. You know, a lot of guys are retiring. I look at that information. They sent it out to me. A lot of guys are retiring. A lot of guys are passing, you know, and so we have to go out. We've got to recruit more than, you know, just say, okay, I a member recommended a member, but they need to go to the high schools, get them right from there, because a lot of these, they want to get into the trades, but they don't know how to. And a lot of times they're not introduced by their fathers or by their uncles or somebody. They never get into the trades, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. I got you. Thank you. So this was in your own words, and I appreciate that. Let's move forward.
Well, what
do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year and next?
Well, they have to continue doing what they're doing as far as bringing in those, signing those contractors that are out there. I more or less call them renegade contractors that are out there and just signing them up and giving them. I know they have like an 80% for those contractors that are, you know, like non-union guys that's trying to get in. Some jobs they will allow them to do an 80%. So, you know, just constantly continue. The field representatives continue to, you know, scout the area, stay on top of what's coming out, you know, the jobs that are coming up and who gets those jobs. Not only the big money jobs, but look at some of the small stuff. Look at some of the stuff that's, you know, $500,000, you know, and, you know, between $500,000 and $5 million. Look at that and try to, get those contractors that are, you know, picking up those jobs.
Yeah. Good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah. Let's move forward here. And what is your preferred way to receive information by your union? Text messages, union meetings, job site, email, or regular mail?
Regular mail and email.
Gotcha. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative or regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Generally, I would say almost just about four times a year.
Four times a year. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your sex? Are you male, female?
Male.
Thank you. And now I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Will that be independent or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to Democratic or the Republican Party?
If I went on a percentage side, I would say I'm more Democratic.
Okay. Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph. You have a great night. Thank you for your opinions and your time.
You're welcome.
Have yourself a great weekend.
You're welcome. You also.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.